Seven C's. Now that's the way to teach.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the eye-opening book, The Great Dinosaur Mystery Solved. Well, we're not talking about sailing the seven seas, are we, Ken?
Not at all. In this case, the seven seas represents the true history of the universe, from beginning to end. Let me list them, and as they are presented in our Creation Museum. Creation, corruption, the entrance of sin, catastrophe, the flood of Noah's day, confusion, Tower of Babel, Christ, cross, the resurrection, and the consummation, the new heavens and the new earth. That's the seven seas. When you think about it, everything you teach in Christianity can be placed somewhere on this timeline of history. You see, Christianity is based in history. In fact, I call the Bible the history book of the universe. The Bible's not just a book about religion, it's real history. And sadly, because of the influence of evolution of millions of years, many Christians haven't understood that the Bible is true history. Thus, their children grow up not understanding history. That's why they don't know what to do with dinosaurs, fossils, so-called ape men, and so on. Once Christians accept and understand these seven C's of history, they develop a true Christian way of thinking that will enable them to better understand our world.
Ken Ham has written a fascinating booklet on the seven C's of history, and it's available free on our website, AnswersRadio.com. You'll discover that the Bible can be trusted from its very first verse. AnswersRadio.com.